Do you remember what an isolated system is? Well, an isolated system is one that is both closed and adiabatic. So, when an isolated system undergoes a process, what's the change in entropy of the system? We can answer this by using the defining equation for entropy generation. Since the system is adiabatic, Q is zero, and so is dQ. Now that simplifies the problem a great deal, because we don't need to figure out how to evaluate the integral of Q over T. We're left with delta S for the isolated system is equal to Sgen, the entropy generation. So, since we know that Sgen can only be positive, delta S for the isolated system must also be strictly positive. Now for the cool part. If we assume that there is nothing outside of our universe, then the universe must be an isolated system. Now this lets us make the big conclusion. The entropy of the universe cannot decrease. This is the principle of increasing entropy, and it's a consequence of the second law. Let me say it again. The entropy of the universe cannot decrease. This is actually another statement of the second law. For isolated systems, delta S equals zero for reversible processes, and delta S is greater than zero for irreversible processes. So, if no heat transfer occurs during a process that takes place on a closed system, the increase in the entropy of the system is due completely to the irreversibility of the process. Once again, we've tied delta S to the irreversibility of the process.